Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Lantanas are one of our most reliable summer flowering bedding plants. They're tough and resilient, and Louisiana gardeners have counted on them for many decades to fulfill a great spot in our gardens where we need tough plants that bloom over a long period of time. Now, the original lantanas, going back several decades, were large and rangy, and there's still a lot of larger growing lantanas around at your local nursery. They'll easily reach 5 feet tall. Varieties such as Dallas Red and Confetti are types that you'll find in your nursery today. Now, be careful when selecting lantanas. The tall, big-growing lantanas like Dallas Red and Confetti are about the same size plants when you buy them at the nursery as the smaller-growing lantanas. So keep in mind that you got to look at the tags. You have to know what kind of lantana you're going to be buying and planting. Now, breeders have worked long and hard to develop lantanas that are shorter, more compact and bushy and full, and they've worked to expand the flower range of colors. A couple of examples of great plants that will do well: New Gold, Gold Mound, and Silver Mound are older varieties that have been bred to be more compact, and they've been really great lantanas in our gardens for a long time. But a truly new lantana has been released. It's called the Bandana series of lantanas, and it's really outstanding. It's much more dwarfed than other types of lantanas. It stays in a neat, tightly controlled ball shape, and it stays in that beautiful mound all through the summer. It never gets rangy or overgrown. The plants will mature at about 20 inches tall and about 24 inches wide, and that's after a long summer of growing, so they stay nice and tight and compact. This is a Louisiana superplant selection for spring 2013 because it has such outstanding characteristics, because this new tight controlled growth habit is truly unique and new. Now, this plant also comes in a wide variety of wonderful colors. And one of the reasons that Bandana Lantana was chosen, a Louisiana superplant, is because of this wonderful color range. You can find colors like red, orange, gold, yellow, pink, peach, rose, and white among this series of lantanas, and all of them have that nice, tight, controlled growth habit. There is one other one called Bandana Trailing Gold. It has a more vigorous growth habit, more expansive and a little bit trailing, and it's a simply outstanding choice for hanging baskets. You know how hanging baskets tend to dry out fairly rapidly? They are among the fastest drying out of all of the plants we grow in containers, and so we like to choose drought-tolerant plants for use in hanging baskets when ever we can. Well, that wonderful lantana would be a great choice. The Trailing Gold Bandana Lantana would be a really great choice because lantanas do have a lot of good natural drought tolerance. And that leads me to tell you that lantanas are really relatively low maintenance when it comes to bedding plants. They don't have to be deadheaded. They drop their flowers very neatly, so you don't have old flowers hanging around on them. Once they're established, you really don't have to water them that much. Only during very, very dry weather would you want to get out there and irrigate your lantanas. Now, again, plant them in a nice sunny areas with good drainage. Lantanas don't perform well in the shade, so these are really great plants for those open, sunny beds. Plant them into well-prepared beds that you've enriched with lots of good organic matter, a little fertilizer. Make sure you mulch the bed with 2 inches of your favorite mulch, and you're going to have a wonderful planting through the summer. Don't forget that lantanas are also highly attractive to butterflies, and so you'll have the pleasure of seeing them as well. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.